KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Thursday, February 5th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, the Homer Foundation begins the 26th year of administering the City of Homer's grants program. Over the past 25 years, more than $1 million has been awarded to local nonprofits to provide essential and general programs and services provided to the Homer community. Emily Springer spoke with Kayla Rivers with the Homer Foundation for more details on the program.
The City of Homer's grant program for 2026 is open to applicants and has approximately $34,000 available to support Homer-based nonprofits that provide programs and services within the city limits. Program funding is made possible through an annual allocation from the City of Homer and the annual earnings from the city's endowment funds. The deadline for the application this year is February 24th. In 2025, the city reviewed 13 applications and one was deemed ineligible. Recipients included the American Legion Auxiliary, Bunnell Street Art Gallery, Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, Coquinlet Keeper, the Homer Community Food Pantry, Homer Council on the Arts, Homer Farmers Market, Homer Hockey Association, Homer Opus, Hospice of Homer, Howell, the Kachemak Bay Family Planning Clinic, and Sprout. A total of $33,300 was awarded. Eligibility requirements for 2026 include that the organization has IRS 501c3 tax-exempt status, the organization has been in existence in Homer for a minimum of 3 years, the organization's primary facility is located within Homer city limits, and core programs, activities, and services are offered within the Homer city limits. The organization is administered locally with the local policymaking board of directors. The organization has no other financial or in-kind support from the City of Homer, or has had during the last fiscal year. If applicants are returning from last year, they must complete the prior year's evaluation to be eligible to receive funding. More thorough details on the application process are available through the Homer Foundation website, homerfoundation.org. Kayla Rivers, Development and Marketing Manager with the Homer Foundation, explained how the grants are reviewed.
The grants are reviewed by a grants committee, and that's generally 50% board members of the Homer Foundation and 50% community members. And they, last year we started a new thing where we did it in person. Nonprofits came in and did a short presentation, and it was about 2 days of presentations, and that worked out really well. And all of our committee members were really excited because they got to learn a lot of things that were happening that they didn't know local nonprofits were doing. So that felt like a nice way to bring face-to-face, and that was a new way that we hadn't organized the application process before.
The Homer Foundation recently posted on their Facebook page that they also have spaces available on the Grants Committee Board if people are interested in applying. Last year's committee was comprised of Paul Seaton, Sarah Reinert, Kenneth Schneider, and community members Kathy Hill, Debbie Fanasia, and Casey Adderhold. Rivers noted that one of the main benefits of this grant is that the primary purpose is to serve the nonprofit's general operating costs, not for any particular feature that the organization might need to focus on in the process of applying for other grants. She also noted that with the reception of this funding, it can help organizations gain leverage for grants from other resources by showing that they already have community support. Again, the application deadline for the grant program is February 24th. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
That's tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer 88.1 FM Seward through translator K201AO and KBBI.org online. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the Homer area tonight, scattered showers mainly before midnight with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 32 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. Partly sunny skies Friday and a high near 38 degrees with northeast wind to around 5 miles per hour. And Friday night, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 27 degrees. North wind at around 10 miles per hour. For Seward tonight, rain and snow showers after 3 a.m. with then scattered snow showers. A low around 32 degrees with southeast wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Friday, partly sunny skies and a high near 37 degrees with light and variable wind becoming north at 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Friday night, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 29 degrees with north wind at around 10 miles per hour. And for Seldovia tonight, mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain showers in the evening, scattered rain showers and snow showers after midnight, lows in the lower 30s with southeast wind 10 to 25 miles per hour. And Friday, partly sunny, isolated rain showers and snow showers in the morning, highs in the upper 30s with variable wind to 10 miles per hour. For Friday night, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 20s with northeast wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Anchor Point tonight, isolated showers before 3 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 32 degrees with southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour becoming northeast after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 36 degrees with north wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Anchorage tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 25 degrees. Calm wind becoming northeast at around 5 miles per hour after midnight. And taking a look at the coastal waters forecast from the National Weather Service in Anchorage. For Kachemak Bay tonight, southeast wind 20 knots, seas 3 feet, and then Friday northeast wind 10 knots with seas to 2 feet. Friday night variable wind to 10 knots except north at 20 knots in the Outer Bay with seas to 2 feet. And for Resurrection Bay tonight, south wind 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots after midnight, gusting to 25 knots in the evening. Seas 3 feet with widespread rain showers. Friday, variable wind less than 10 knots, becoming north at 15 knots in the afternoon. Seas to 3 feet. For Friday night, north wind 15 knots, seas to 3 feet. Taking a look at the tides for the Seldovia District. The last high tide was at 4:44 p.m. at 18.7 feet. Low tide will be at 10:47 p.m. That will be a minus 0.5 foot low for Kachemak Bay. And for the Seward District, high tide was at 3:22 p.m. at 10.2 feet. Low tide tonight will be at 9:34 p.m. That will be a 0.1 foot low for Resurrection Bay. Sunrise in Homer this morning was at 9:07 a.m. Sunset will be at 5:33 p.m. for 8 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a gain of 5 minutes 1 second from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 9:05 a.m. Seward sunrise was at 9:01 a.m. Sunset will be at 5:22 p.m. for 8 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a gain of 5 minutes 8 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 8:58 a.m. KBBI is now accepting submissions for art for this year's members' mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. Also, applications for vendors, sponsors, and musicians for this year's Concert on the Lawn are available on our website, also kbbi.org. For tonight on KBBI, tune in at 9 p.m. for Rock House with Levi.